All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mac.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. I'm your host, Lance Migliaccio, with my co-host, George Ballantyne, fresh off this morning's radio show, educating and changing minds, tip of the spear. Liberty means anything at all. It means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear, and you know you can count on us to do that each and every episode. I've got to tell you, this episode will not be any different. We're hoping to give you the information, the receipts, the sauce, the proof, bringing the right guests when we do. And through that process, you'll get the facts, unlike mainstream media. And hopefully you take that and disseminate it all over the planet. We need unification. That's part of the big plan, because division and chaos, that is a tool of the left. That is a tool of the deep state. You know it's a uniparty. If you're not convinced by now, then you're not paying attention. You've obviously been looking at too many shows on CNN. You should block those. You should use the child protection on your cable or your satellite or your Amazon. You should block all the mainstream media. Go in there and just block. You wouldn't want your kids to watch those lies. They'll grow up to be journalists for CNN. Not a good idea. George Ballantyne.
Yes, sir. What's happening? How are you, sir? I'm good. You know, I've been up since 4 a.m. I've been grinding it. Sleep and I do not get along well. For some reason, just didn't want me to sleep last night. I don't know what's
going on. You kind of had a long power nap, though, didn't you, in the afternoon?
I tried, but it's too many interruptions.
Because I couldn't get you, but not that that was a big deal, but I thought maybe that's why your sleep got screwed up.
You
know? Oh, multiple times.
Today?
Yesterday. No, this was yesterday when I was doing the radio show.
I'm talking about today.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I didn't sleep well last night. At the end of the day, I was tossing and turning, thinking about lots of different stuff that I've been working on for the show. And I did one of those things where you keep setting the alarm clock. You keep looking at the alarm clock because you don't want to oversleep. Because we had the radio show this morning with Sam Bushman over at Liberty Roundtable.
Right. I would have got you up, and if you didn't listen, I would have called wifey, and she would have got your ass up.
Exactly. So, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they should hear. And these are our sponsors: SeaOfMud.com, patriotic apparel for the whole family, the beanie, the skull beanies. They've got hats. They have coolers. They have all sorts, tumblers, and you name it, stacked up over there at Sea of Mud. You want to use the Big Mig, all caps. The Big Mig, all caps, to get the best price, to get the best discounts. And, of course, they've got Big Mig swag. And then, of course, you've got, there it is. George throws it up. Boom, boom, boom. Get over there. Get a short sleeve. I guess the weather's changing. You probably don't need a long sleeve or a hoodie. Maybe you do. Maybe we'll still see some cold weather. At the end of the day, you definitely want to get one of the short sleeves so you can strut it around and let people know what you are all about. And, of course, Beard Vet Coffee, one of their new products. They've got the new Keurigs and all the flavors. They've got the new 2.5-pound bag of grind yourself for $24.99. They still got the 12-ounce ground bag for $12.99. Some of the best deals on the internet for high quality roasted coffee. Tumblers, coffee cups, you name it. Beard Vet Energy, Beard Vet Tactical. You can get your ammunition. You can get lots of stuff, t-shirts, branded products. I'm telling you, you got to go over there and check these guys out. Amazing patriots. And this is what's so important for our listeners and subscribers. We want the sponsors to know that we appreciate everything they do for us. And of course, they have to be successful. That's why we promote you going over there to support them, not only to support the Big Mig show, but to let our sponsors know that you appreciate them supporting the Big Mig. And of course, Beard Vent Energy, George's new addiction. He loves that
not
stuff.
Not addiction, Lance. It's my baby. Let's get it right. You're the one that has the addiction. Not me. I'm in recovery.
I won't deny that I am a caffeine addict. I love the Beard Vet products. I'm thankful that they sponsor the show. I'm thankful that Sea of Mud sponsors the show. Great people, great guys, Parallel Economy. And then we continue to support them. And we'll be starting with Old Glory has rebranded, and we'll be talking about that. They're coming back on track as one of our sponsors. We'll let you know that's imminent. So we're letting you know that they'll have a new branded product. They're going nationwide, and they're also coming out with a light beer product. So that's big news for the Big Mig. Lots of other deals in the works for us. As you guys know, if you're on podcasts, any of them, Apple, Spotify, we could sure use some positive comments about the show because that propels us to the top. It also gives us an advantage. At the end of the day, if you have any of the audio podcasts, we're on 50 plus of them. I'd be surprised if you have one that we don't have our podcast on. Please go over there and subscribe. Now, that's not a paid subscription. That's just subscribing to us because, again, and leave some positive comments if you like the show's audio files. We're going to be doing some shows that will be exclusive over there. So I think it's important that you check it out. And, of course, it's big support for us. It's also Rumble and Locals. If you can afford a paid subscription, please do the paid subscription. If you can't afford a paid subscription, it's a tough economy. We get that. Then at least subscribe. Hit the like, support, comment button. You know, and if you have some ideas for great guests, put them in the comments, put them in the chat. We want to talk about that. We want to see. We've got a whole wave of guests coming up that we're scheduling right now. But obviously, we always don't want to miss something that's in the news cycle and somebody that's important to truth. I'm trying to get the bishop on. I think his name is Mari Emanuel. I contacted him. He's out of Australia. You know who I'm talking about, the bishop that got stabbed. I'd love to get him on the show. I love what he stands for. So we're doing that. And I reached out to Riley Gaines and a couple of other people that were waiting for responses back for potential time slots. So we'll see how that goes. So, and don't forget the community on X. Go over there and join it. It's a great place to find about early news. I'm going to be putting in some guests that are coming up. We've got Ivan Raiklin, the Superman Ivan Raiklin coming on Thursday, right, George? He comes on tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow night, Colonel Ivan Raiklin. Now,
he's on the Flynn tour, from what I can see. It seems like he's tagged up with those guys on their road trip. I'm sure he's got lots of cool input for us.
You know, funny.
We hung out with Ivan at CSPOA. Go ahead, George. What's funny?
I was thinking, like, you know, he's on a tour, and how's he coming on our show? But I figured it out because Flynn went on Just Jody, and he was in the bus with his little headphones on.
Yeah, I think
there.
They got...
It looked like he was driving. I don't know, because he kept paying attention to the road. I hope he was.
I think they got Starlink, I think. I heard something that they were going to get Starlink. I don't know if that ended up happening, but that's what I heard they were going to use, which makes a lot of sense. Okay, so.
Might have to bring Boone Cutler on one time. Just have Boone come on.
Yeah, I think
everybody forgets about Boone. Oh, it's always got to be.
Well, I got the new book out. That's a great, the 5G church book. That'd be great to cover all of that. All right, George, throw up the thumbnail. And I want to give a shout out to a great meme artist. I actually told him I was going to steal his meme. I had to redo his logo because it was not going to be on there. He's over on X. If you're not following him, you might have seen a lot of his stuff. The watermark is a little different because I could only do that much of it. It's I meme, therefore I am. George, if you could throw up his deal. I took a snapshot of his account over on X. If you're not following him, this is a great meme artist. He does great work. You'll immediately identify the watermark. It's more circular than the one I did. I only could get it so circular in the app I was using. I was using Canva to create the thumbnail. I'm not like George. I'm not Adobe sophisticated.
They know, Lance. They know. You don't have to rub it in on yourself. Sorry, bro.
It's okay, man.
I don't want you to do that to yourself.
I'll take a shot when it's clean if somebody gives it, but I'll also take a shot if it's clean. So, George, just be prepared. I think there's some shots coming.
Huh?
Shots inbound. Shots inbound
fired
on George.
On who? From who?
Me.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put it up for you because you asked for it. I mean, therefore I am.
Yeah, he's a great artist. Makes me laugh a lot. I save a lot of his stuff. I don't like to remove watermarks, but I didn't need the whole background on that particular meme because I wanted to make sure it stood out. Obviously, D.A. Bragg's Soros-controlled puppet. So I told I meme, therefore I am, what I was going to do. Just wanted to let him know. And then I tried to watermark it for him as best as possible. I obviously believe that you should absolutely steal memes. I just don't believe in people removing watermarks and trying to take credit for something they didn't create.
Lance,
I believe these guys are the new age artists. George.
Memes are meant to be reused or stolen. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. But you always give credit to the artiste.
Yeah, in this particular case, his watermark was on the background, and when I removed it, obviously it wasn't there. That's why I created one for him. So not a big deal. I just have my own level of ethics I like to do online. I like to stick to it. I don't get involved in a lot of the street fights that are out there. It looks like there's another street fight going on right now out in the X world. You know, I don't know what's going to come out of it. I don't know who's going to be truthful, but I will tell you this. These street fights that happen on our side of the aisle are just further chaos. I'm not saying they're not justified. I'm not saying that outing people isn't justified. I just don't know that sometimes I just don't know if this is the moment for that. I'm not really sure. I'm not saying there aren't ulterior motives. There are lots of people that have infiltrated different groups. And, you know, I guess you got to do what you got to do. A lot of you guys probably know what I'm talking about, but I'm not even going to voice it. So I want to play. I'm going to do something. We're going to start doing something at the beginning of the show called Set the Mood, Set the Tone. You know, we've been playing some fun stuff. We're going to do both. George has a video of his that he chose to set the mood. And I picked the bishop to set the mood. I love what this guy's doing. I sure as hell hope I can get him on the show. This guy is a patriot in Australia. And I love what he's talking about when it comes to WEF and the world, New World Order. George, let's throw that up.
He's in Australia?
Yeah, he is. Australia.
I didn't know that. I know somebody might be able to talk to him. All right, hold on. Here we go.
All right.
Coming up.
Is there anyone among you to be a man to stand up and speak the truth, even if it takes them to be kicked out? Is there? Are you all cowards? Has money blinded you?
Well, are you all cowards? A lot of people are, Lance, I'll tell you that.
I do agree. Now, George, you've got something that's kind of popping here. And who's this from?
This is from my friend, my man, Ramble Rants.
Love Ramble Rants.
Yeah.
Now, is this part of the Dilly Meme team? It says right down there.
He is part of the Dilly Meme team.
Gotcha. I love Ramble Rants. I love the work he does. I appreciate it. He puts a lot of time and effort. There's another one he sent me. Now, I don't know if this is the same one looking at it, but it might be. I've got one that he also sent me that might not be this one. So, Ramble Rants, we appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Keep in the fight. Mm-hmm. Memes are the ultimate tool of the right. The left doesn't seem to know how to meme very well. I mean, their whole idea of a meme is Dark Brandon. Dark Brandon. Yeah, that's what we want. Dark Brandon, the guy that poops in his pants, sniffs children, and doesn't know where he's at most of the time, and likes to talk about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. George?
No, when it comes to the meat, the left with memes, they just call the FBI and they come after you. That's what they do. I mean, look at the Australian PM. He's crying about he's trying to put a law in so they don't meme him.
Yeah, I mean, what? And I would have done the opposite. I think whether it's good or bad, if you get memed, as long as you're not pooping your pants on stage, I think that a meme is actually, it's in a way, it's kind of, it makes you viral. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We used to have somebody over on Gab that used to meme us quite a bit. I was going to say Getter. You know who I'm talking about. George, she used to create a lot of memes. I don't know where she's at now, but she had a lot of fun with that. You know who it is. All right, let's get to it.
All right, here you guys go. Enjoy before we get into this shit show of a week.
I never would have dreamed in a million years I'd see so many struggling Americans defies belief. We share the same fears and the same mountain grief. It's like a wave of desperation crashing over me. So many lives roughed up, so much anger strained in each and every direction. I feel the pain and straight through the radio waves the fake news plays till it stays stuck in your head for days and days. Who would have thought biding your time, just trying to survive, just towing their line, just scraping all your nickels and dimes, that they would ruin everything and break the world like this? I kept on telling you that they would turn it all to shit. I know I hit a nerve with puppet-master globalist powers, cause they lie about me every day for hours and hours. And now they're trying to bring me down with the government. I'm loving it. They built the world on bullshit, and now we're taking it all. Fight America, there ain't no hope for your kids. Fight America, illegals and inflation shit. Fight America, never seen crime like this. We give it everything, tell me this ain't all we get. Biden America, there ain't no hope for your kids. Biden America, illegals and inflation shit. Biden America, never seen crowds like this. We give it everything, tell me this ain't all we get.
Dilly 300, Trump, peace out.
Peace out, Trumpsters.
Yeah,
Lance, are you flashing the Trump gang sign, Lance?
No, if I was gonna, you got that. I think that's the Trump gang sign, isn't that?
I have no idea. I don't do gang signs. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
You got to go East Coast, East Coast.
I have some suspicions about you, Lance, sometimes, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's suspicious as you know what, and you should be. At the end of the day, you know I'm in this fight till the end, doing everything I can. I'll agree with some people when it comes to saying you've got to be in the fight and give it all you've got. That's where I'm at, because, you know, I don't trust this government. They lie just about everything, and lies are nothing new to D.A. Bragg. Looks like he might have made a fatal error in the Trump dismissal.
Hold on, Lance.
Might be imminent, George.
I have to clarify something. So my shirt is tan. It may look white in the thing, but it's tan. Be the reason they don't quit. You heard? Be the reason they don't quit. That's all I got to say. Let's go. Alvin Bragg, what's up? Is he deviating again?
I think he screwed up. He's made a major mistake using laws that don't apply. He can't pull the old ex post facto law, which is to actually create a law post of the event. So here's the issue. They reveal that, I guess today in court, that the underlying crime in the hush money case might not apply. Prosecutors in New York have revealed that the crime is that Donald Trump was allegedly trying to conceal when he was allegedly falsifying business records. And they claim it was to unlawfully promote his candidacy. But here's the fatal error, the screw up, the mistake, the, oh shit.
I think
we just blew it.
Hold on. Shots fired.
It's just, oh yeah, there might be some suicides increasing in the Alvin Bragg camp. You might find out that he disappears. If Hillary Clinton gets mad enough about this, it just might happen. But here's the thing. The fatal error is that you have to realize that all statutes, the way they apply this New York statute, they cite only applies to elections within the state of New York and not
federal.
Let me repeat, not federal elections.
Hold on.
That's right, George. Yeah. So Trump was running for federal office, as you guys know, for the president.
No.
And not a state office. So that premise that Bragg has been basing his case on, and here's the link of what the prosecution is trying to prove, that this is a second crime. And you understand the link in this second crime, the conduit, this is what allowed them to get around the statute of limitations that had already expired. Without this piece, the other piece gets flushed down the toilet and it's nothing but a misdemeanor at best case, and likely wouldn't apply because the statute of limitations comes into play. So that was to elevate the business records case to a felony. Well, for sure, it's no longer a felony because, Bragg, you screwed up. You chumped out, you little biatch. At the end of the day, looks like you can't use federal law either. The FEC, which is the Federal Elections Commission, you guys know that that's what they do. They oversee everything to do with election contributions and otherwise. They declined two times, George. Two times. Once, twice, three times a lady. Here's the deal.
Hold up. Hold up. I got to add something to this, man. I got to add because we're missing a big point here. You all remember when Alvin Bragg brought these charges, when he got up in front of that podium, like he was a man going after Trump, but never really stated the charges? Now you know why. Now you know why. So what should happen right now is they should charge Alvin Bragg with what? Interfering with an election, right? Because he's hindering Donald Trump from doing it, from his election duties. How?
This is definitely election interference.
Defamation of character.
Sure.
Yeah. At its best, Lance. At its best. Meanwhile, like, here he is. He's being, they're coming after him, but the judge says he can't speak up. Like, what do you mean? You can't defend yourself? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I told him today in a post, I said, we're your voice. That's it.
Yeah, they're going to try to continue. Obviously, they're hoping that somehow the hush money case was in fact a federal violation, which I think is interesting in itself. You guys do know that Congress has a slush fund, a slush fund.
Yeah.
That they use. Supposedly they've ended it. I heard they haven't, that they figured out another way to do it. And that's to pay people that say they've been sexually harassed by different congressional and Senate members.
As bad as that is, Lance, as bad as that is, it's our tax money, hush fund. But they're looking at it from your from his election funds, different in that sense. But they shouldn't have it anyway, Congress.
Hush money is hush money in my book. No, let's face
but it depends where the money comes from.
When it comes to crimes, at the end of the day, the source, I don't think, changes the issue. I think at the end of the day, why aren't all those congressional members charged? It doesn't. It really doesn't make any sense. Let's face it. Do the congressional members deserve to have a slush fund so that they can cover up sexual harassment cases from the public? These are payments that go under the table that nobody ever hears about because that's what they do to stop the cases from moving forward. Hey, maybe that happened. We'll just rip off a couple of these bills for you. You'll be all set, right? You happy? Okay, sign this NDA. Can't disclose it to anybody.
You know what's funny? Like, I just thought, everything in Georgia has been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Right? What's going on with Fannie Willis over there?
I don't know.
You know something's going on.
Fannie Bo Banny, I think, is still under fire. There's lots of questions. It's gotten worse and worse. Of course, they're trying to cover it up. That's why the news media is not covering it.
Oh, yeah.
So these accounting errors that were made, that obviously these entries were made by some accountant, not Trump, I don't think, and Cohn's actually willing to testify on Trump's behalf, which I don't know whether that's a good idea or bad
idea. No, not Cohen. Cohen is the
Avenatti?
One. Avenatti said he'll testify on behalf of Trump.
Avenatti. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
And I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him. That could be all set up.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, besides, I wouldn't either.
Cohen is a known liar. It's proven in court he's a liar. They'll rip his ass on the stand. But, you know, who knows what these jurors, what they'll believe, you know, because they're mostly Trump haters and liberals in New York.
Well, here's an interesting quote I took out on this. I want to read it to these guys. Trump, who faces 34 counts of falsifying business records in connection to payments made to porn actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election, was discussed on MSNBC's Morning Joe, where legal analyst Lisa Rubin presented a skeptical view of the prosecution's case. The big takeaway is that this is a crime about falsification of business records, and yet what the government seems to have the most evidence of is the underlying conspiracy. Rubin explained on the show, she highlighted a lack of direct evidence linking Trump to the specific crimes charged. What's still unknown to me is how they're going to have to prove Donald Trump's own involvement in the falsification of the business records.
Well,
and I think it's a great point, and she is an expert. I think it's unlikely that they'll make that connection, and I think it's more unlikely that the statute of limitations has not expired, and this case will have to be dismissed. Now, will the criminal judicial branch do it the right way, George?
Where, New York or the government? Which one, or the federal? What are you talking about here, Lance?
We're talking about Bragg's case, buddy.
Oh, I mean, who knows? They're so corrupt. I mean, at this point, I don't believe anything they'll do until it's done, but, you know, that's why you have the appellate courts. But because, listen, the federal government even turned this down, said there's nothing there. So how can it be falsifying business records in connection with payments when technically there is no law he broke in New York with this? It's not a state statute when it comes to federal elections.
So well, think about this.
There's nothing CEOs there. There shouldn't be anything.
Think about this. The CEOs of these multi-billion-dollar entities all over the country, they sure as hell aren't making these entries to the financials. Trump turned over these companies to his sons before his inauguration in January 2017. All those accounting entries that are in question were made after the handover occurred. It could have been a simple accounting error, which should have, you know, gotten a little slap on the wrist. You pay a fine and you move on. In fact, the case, there's no proof that Trump was involved with this or made the decision for those entries to be made in a certain way. And that, I think that would include all his financials. What multi-billion dollar CEO company, you know, head does any of this? I cry BS. I think it's done. I think they're in serious trouble.
Here's another thing. Well, here's two things, Lance. So Stormy still owes Trump $300,000, I believe $330,000. Where's the money, Stormy? That's number one. Number two, if you look in, I think it was today's testimony yesterday where they were talking about who's the dude from the magazine that said they were, you know, trying to keep bad press for Trump out of it. I forget that magazine. Inquirer, maybe, or one of them. But anyway, if they're coming down on him for that, Trump should call.
I think it was the Inquirer, George.
Inquirer. If they're bringing that, like saying if they're going to use that, then we should, then Trump's lawyers should call the FBI, the NIH, the CDC, Fauci, the Biden administration on the stand for them working with Twitter at the time. Twitter, that's right, Twitter, and suppressing speech and working so the narrative would fit in their behavior, in their not behavior. Shit. So the narrative would fit for them. That's it. So, right? I mean, I think
so,
Lance.
At the end of the day, I agree with you. Obviously, sure. Once again, it's rules for thee, not for me. But look, nothing changes. Lies, lies, lies. And at the end of the day, it all comes out of D.C. Old mush brain strikes again. Let me repeat that. Old mush brain strikes again. George, who am I talking about?
Let me see. A lot of mush brains going on. Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden?
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo, George. Yes, George. Yes. You win a Big Mid coffee cup.
What?
You win a Big Mid coffee cup.
I already got one, Lance. Give me something else.
I know. I was just being a smartass. I knew that. That's why I don't have to give you a prize. That's it. The prize is doing the show with moi. That's the prize.
That's not a prize.
That's the benefit, the long-term gain. Anyway, Mush Brain strikes again. The sniffer and chief, reading from a teleprompter, doesn't know the difference between cues and directions. He just reads like a robot because that's what his drugs do, right? They got him pumped up on Adderall and other nootropics. They're working less and less. We got cannibals. We've got, we've got popcorn as a bad dude. We've got my butt's been wiped. We've got that super cadrefragilistic expialidocious thing he did. I don't know if you remember that. That was in his early campaigning periods. This guy can't keep a straight sentence, tell a straight story, complete a complete paragraph. I think it's frightening. This is the commander in chief. For those of you that voted for him, that actually voted for him, I'm not talking about the cheating part. I'm not talking about the installed presidency part. I'm talking about the people that actually voted. I have to just say to you, and if you're not listening to this show, I hope you are, because I'm not. You know us on this show, we'll attack Republicans equally as much as we attack Democrats. How can you vote for Mushbrain?
Yeah, how can you vote for Mushbrain?
Yeah, I don't get it. How is that possible?
I don't know.
George, let's play this clip, but listen closely, because here's what he says. He goes, 4 more years, pause. The pause was instructional so that the audience could get their little light to come on. It goes, clap. Oh, yay, 4 more. And they're supposed to start chanting, 4 more years, 4 more years, 4 more. Now, this is in Florida. Florida is Trump country. They had a lackluster audience. I'm sure they paid a lot of the people to be in the audience. Of course, Trump is a sold-out show whenever he shows up in Florida. And I say show, really sold-out rally, but I feel like it's a show because it's so entertaining. At the end of the day, Mushbrain can't fill. He can't get acknowledgement in a gas station.
Trump needs to do a stadium, like a big, full stadium. Like MetLife Stadium, Giant Stadium, whatever you want to call it.
And get a bunch of big acts and really make it an event. All right. George, yeah, right. Mushbrain Media.
Mushbrain Biden.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Pause. Look at the guy panicking. George, go back to that image for me. Do you see the guy panicking in the back, realizing that? Look at his eyes, again? How big they get. Look at the guy. First of all, he's already staring at Biden worried. He's like, oh, my God, is he going to get through this speech? Are the drugs starting to wear off?
Hold on, ready?
Did we give him enough in the IV?
Here we go.
Maybe they're giving him a suppository now, an energy crack suppository. Maybe it's meth. I don't know. The guy's already nervous.
It's not playing. Hold up.
Oh, sorry. man, I love that. I love the look on the guy's face.
Let me see if it works now.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
He's like this. He's like this in a corner.
Yeah. The guy's like, oh no, right? And then, of course, he continued on and did more stupid things. talking about giving Trump a straight left and talking about, I mean, his unhinged, angry rants are obviously serious signs of dementia and Alzheimer's. I don't know how they're going to keep them together. I expect any day we're going to hear about the 25th Amendment. In the meantime, Big Mig Mafia, Big Mig subscribers, we love you guys. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, more in and Biden's craziness, including the banning of TikTok.
Thousand sites. 99% of the web will be off limits.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here are your hosts, George Ballantyne and Lance Migliaccio. Tip of the spear, edge of the knife, be the reason they don't quit. Boom! Don't forget our beloved sponsors, Sea of Mud Patriotic Apparel. He's got all your kinds of gear, hats, stickers. He's got everything. He's also got the Big Mig shirts. Go there now. Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps. Yeah, I think he gives 15% off for that. Can't beat it. You're helping out a patriot, American family-owned business, made in America. And what goes great with a shirt in the morning? A nice cup of coffee, right? Beard Vet Coffee, maybe a cigar, a cigarette, whatever, or just chill with a little phone on Twitter, X, True Social, drinking that coffee, feeling good, waking up. Best part of waking up, Beard Vet Coffee and Trump, right? Veteran-owned.
That's it.
Use coupon code.
Let's get some mean tweets going on, some mean zerps, right. Whatever you call them now.
Also,
zerps.
Use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps. All right, help us out, help them out. We help each other. That's what it's all about. Now, Biden gaffes today. I mean, every day, Lance, is something new with him. Like, you can't.
I don't know if this is a gaffe as much as he's just downright crazy.
Well, Here's a guy that preached on bringing unity to this country, everybody. He did say unity. I remember. Everybody remembers. But meanwhile, earlier today, he delivered remarks at the North America's Building Trade Union Legislation Conference in D.C. What does he go on saying? Talking about Trump, give him a straight left. He's unhinged. Joe Biden says he would punch President Trump if he had the opportunity. What's he going to punch? The air? Who's he punching? Who's he going to go like this?
Yeah. I think he's talking
about punching the air, if anything.
I think he's talking about punching in the old ex-lax suppository or maybe some nootropics or something to, you know. I think he's going to butt punch himself. Anyway, I guess you can prove it. You don't have to believe the Big Mig.
Lance, you just do something to your audio?
No, but I noticed it jumped. So in the meantime, I'll reset that while you play the video, George.
Damn, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader, trying to intimidate a foreign leader, if that's what happened? That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum.
Yeah, he'll beat anything like a drum. Right. Who's he beating, for real? He can't even beat the air. The air will make him, will knock Joe Biden out. I mean, you know, you're going to go like this. And go, boom! Tumble like a bag of rocks.
It's a frail old guy that's trying to be something he isn't. But, I don't know what his problem is.
Don't excuse his behavior, Lance. He's an 80-year-old man with a bad memory. It's okay.
But you can't.
He's allowed to threaten people, right?
It's dementia. Yeah. It's Alzheimer's. You know, there's many people that get angry and mean when they get those diseases. What it's a shame is that his own family is allowing this to go on. He should have already been pulled. Of course, that would lead us with Kamala Knees Harris. Not a good option. But let's face it. Look. The Biden agenda, if he wins in 2024, so all those people that were making money, he wants to ban TikTok. Of course, he's trying to do a forced sale. They're going to go to court over it. He's going to continue to fund World War III. You see where that's going. He supports genocide. We've already seen that to be true. Now he wants to enforce a 44.6% capital gains tax. He's already blowing out the national debt with no plan to fix it. Increased poverty across the country, increased homelessness, increased violence, a border invasion that is literally destroying the country from within. He's making buying a home almost an impossibility for young people. 18% plus inflation. You guys are feeling it at the gas stations. You're feeling it at the grocery stores. You're feeling it on your insurance and every other payment you could possibly make. And then he's canceled our energy independence. Now, for those of you that continue to think that Biden's a good choice, and honestly, I don't see any other choices on the Republican side that are currently available. I only see Donald Trump because he's a guy that neither side wants. And that's the reason I support him, because at the end of the day, I don't think we have another person that's available that could do the right job. I'm not sure I'm convinced of RFK's commitment to cleaning out the deep swamp. Of course, I like his vaccine policies, but I'm not sure about the rest of it. These are the choices, hard choices, but you're going to have to make them. And you're going to have to unite with the people, your neighbors, even people you don't like, including family members that think, if Trump wins, I hate you. And I'm going to move. And all these celebrities, I'm going to move out of the country. You know, these celebrities shouldn't wait. Move out of the country. We don't give a crap. I don't care if Taylor Swift leaves. I don't care if Oprah leaves. I don't care if Stephen King leaves. All of them can GTFO and get the hell out of here now. There's no reason to wait. George.
I'll chip in for the tickets if they leave, but they can't come back. So let's talk about this TikTok ban real quick, Lance, because actually Biden signed that bill today, from what I was told.
Yes, but that's correct.
I was just informed by Rat Dog that there is a class action suit already starting to take place on this. I don't know what good it's going to do. But,
nothing.
You know, Joe Biden is there. He just signed a bill to ban TikTok. Meanwhile, he's using it for his campaign. How does that make sense, people?
The class action won't have any impact. What's the crazy part, George, is the Biden administration is still using TikTok, he signed the bill, to promote their presidential campaign.
That's what I said.
They've still got all those TikTok influencers on the payroll. So what's his real plan or real agenda? I don't know. I don't like TikTok for a lot of reasons. I don't like a lot of the stuff that's promoted on there, the challenges and the breaking into people's houses and giving people instructions on how to be a squatter successfully. I don't think any of that should be there. I do believe in 1A, but there are some things that I don't believe are good for the country. And let's face it, when you look at TikTok in China, their version doesn't have any of those things on it. So why do they let our version have free range? I don't really trust the TikTok CEO. There's something shifty about him. Yeah. I don't know if you grabbed that video, George. We can go right into the TikTok story
I did grab it. I got it. You want to go into it?
We can go. Yeah, let's go ahead and do the TikTok story because I think honestly this is important. Go ahead, George. You take the ball on it.
So this TikTok CEO, I don't know. He said if Biden signs into law the bill for Chinese BitDance to divest from TikTok or force a ban, the company CEO got on to reassure users that they're fighting this and it's going to be okay. Well, you may fight it. You can't say it's going to be okay. Actually, and I said this earlier today with Lance, we were talking. I feel bad for the TikTok users who developed big followings, put their time and effort in. And, you know, they have businesses on there, they're making money. I feel bad for them because, you know, they're going to have to start over somewhere. Where, I don't know. But it's not their fault. But if it's all bad, if TikTok is bad as they say it is, then yeah, get rid of it. Because it's on our smart TVs. You can't even get rid of it. I tried. It comes with the operating software. So why do they have TikTok on your TV? That's strange, I think. But
I think it's to influence the youth. At the end of the day, there's lots of bad influential posts on TikTok. I don't spend a lot of time over there, but I do see a lot of posts all over the internet. So you have to think it through.
No kid
George,
should
let's
be
play with Xu. I think it's the CEO's name is Xu, isn't it? Or Xiao? Xiao! Mr. Xiao!
I know his name, be honest with you. I don't know. Xiao? I think it is Xiao.
Okay, let's throw him up. Let's
do this. Yeah. I still don't believe Joe Biden signed into that. I can't believe it. He must not have been happy with Xi Jinping's money.
Maybe he didn't know what he signed.
Maybe Xi Jinping tried to lowball him in this time. I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, there was no 10% for the big
guy. We don't help you win election this year.
You come down to 7% for the big guy. Down to 7%, big guy.
You're too stupid on TV. We can't justify stealing election for you. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard, and that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again. Our community is filled with people who have found acceptance and compassion, offered inspiration and encouragement, increased their awareness, and broadened their perspectives, ultimately adding more delight and joy to their lives. Our community is also filled with 7 million business owners who have built their livelihoods on TikTok. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have. In fact, if you have a story about how TikTok impacts your life, we'll love for you to share it to showcase exactly what we're fighting for. Meanwhile, we will continue to invest and innovate to keep our community vibrant, exciting, and safe. Through our U.S. data security efforts, we have built safeguards that no other peer company has made. We have invested billions of dollars to secure your data and keep our platform free from outside manipulation. I can't say this enough. This extraordinary diverse community is what makes TikTok so special, what makes it matter, and what makes it meaningful. And we'll keep working to ensure you will always have the opportunity, the safety, and the freedom to enjoy all TikTok has to offer. Thank you.
Hey, Lance, you think, because he's asking for TikTok, how TikTok affected your life, you think he's going to, if we send videos how it destroyed people's lives, how they killed themselves, and eating, yeah. licking shoes.
I think it's important.
You think he's going to use that?
He should have closed with, and don't forget, there's a new toilet bowl licking challenge that just got posted on TikTok that's going viral. Or there's a new challenge on TikTok where people are body slamming or punching people in the face in New York subways. Or there's a new TikTok video instructing you how to correctly break into houses so you can squat correctly. I think that's what we have to follow up with. I think Shao might have missed the mark. Might have to send him 30 or 40 of those videos to let him know that TikTok ain't what he just pitched there. Community? I don't know. Insulting, disgusting.
But
at the end of the day, I do believe there's a fine line between 1A and not. But intentionally destructive stuff like what's on TikTok in a lot of cases that goes viral, I don't think I'm buying into. Mr. Shao.
I mean, the confusing part about all this is when Trump was president, he actually put a ban on TikTok. Then Biden took it off. Now we're going back to it. It's like back and forth. And Trump's saying, "Now leave TikTok." So it definitely gets confusing. But here's the thing. TikTok tries to champion themselves on free speech. Well, they're not. Because actually, if you put certain videos of Trump or other big conservatives, they remove them.
Yeah,
you can't promote them. You talk about the vaccine and stuff, they remove that. So, you know what?
They never remove Harry Sisson's videos or Chris Mowry's videos or other paid liberal shills. Those videos get to stay permanently no matter what they say.
Yeah. So, you know what, TikTok? Because you've taken down some of my videos?
In the gagoots. George, you found a video of how these peaceful, legal... entry migrants are really taking over New York in a positive way. You want to bring us in on this?
Correction. Illegal. So, yeah. So you have illegal migrants.
That was sarcasm.
I know, Liz. I know. They're swinging bats, belts, even traffic cones. They're picking up whatever they can to throw at people, at each other, too, in this big brawl outside a New York City hotel.
And this is happening outside of many places they put these illegal invaders.
Yep. Very
all
violent.
Over the country.
This has been broad daylight. Like, they're not even doing this in darkness. Because you know why? Because nothing happens to them. Look at
the
judge.
Let's show some of these peaceful migrants, George. The American people deserve to see this.
Look at a judge that just released all the people from migrants when they stormed a fence and hit some of the National Guard and, you know, trampled them and all that stuff. He dismissed all charges and let them go.
Listen, put them on the streets. But this point, I think when you release them, you ought to give them some knives and guns.
All right, here we go. Sad, but sure. Have you noticed all
four more years? I'm sorry, George, couldn't help myself.
I'm sure
we want 4 more years of that garbage.
That's all right, Lance. All these illegal aliens, have you noticed that they all got fresh new gear on, new backpacks, sneakers, shirts, hats? I mean,
it's all part of that $10,000 preloaded debit card, George. You get to go on shopping sprees. I'm sure they've gotten very good at shoplifting and stealing. At the end of the day,
no,
I want legal immigration. That's right. No accountability, no consequences, especially on Washington, D.C. congressional members and the president and vice president himself. And of course, illegal immigrants. They have no consequences. The liberal judges across the nation won't jail them and keep them in even when they commit crimes. George.
Yeah. So, I mean, and just today, I think it was in Michigan, another illegal broke into a house and raped 2 young girls in the house. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. But Lance, this story you found, I haven't even watched the video because I was waiting for the show because I want to see firsthand. Free and fair elections, my ass. What's going on? What do you got going on?
Well,
here?
This is older footage. I hadn't found it before. I guess I hadn't really dug around. It is available. They keep talking about the integrity of these elections, and every time they do, all I can do is look down in disgust. obviously the most secure election in history. Well, this is the video from 2006, and I wanted people to see it because I'd heard lots of stories about this video. It's the computer programmer, Clinton Curtis. He testifies that he coded computers, and listen to this, guys, coded computers to rig elections. He's a veteran computer programmer. He testified at a U.S. congressional hearing about being contacted by a Florida congressional person to rig Florida elections. So this historical footage, often you guys know when it comes back up, it's super helpful. You look at what's going on in the primary elections. You look at the voter rolls the Social Security Administration is posting of these irregular, giant, million-person voter installs, dead voters, wrong addresses. It's going on right now. They're already putting in the next cheat, and they're increasing the cheat. So you have to look. He worked for NASA, ExxonMobil, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. So this is a sworn oath deposition testifying that U.S. elections are rigged by inserting software into the voting system. Now, you have to think about this, right? Shocked. This is during the George Bush period, and you know a lot of elected officials seemed installed. There were many irregularities. But why isn't this relevant now? Here he is talking about being paid to rig election computers. Let's play the video so that the audience can see this. Even though it's an older video, I think it's so relevant because, let's face it, this is the truth.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that could fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system. Is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Waters and I have the same question.
Come back to the podium.
Who did you say you were asked to prepare?
I was asked by Tom Feeney. He's now a congressman. At that time, he was Speaker of the House of Florida, Yang Enterprises, which was the company I worked for, lobbyist, and their corporate attorney. Wore a lot of hats.
And at the time, he was the Speaker of the House of Florida. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Congressman.
You say he was the lobbyist for the voting machine company at the same time he was Speaker of the House?
I don't know what the voting machine company is. He was a lobbyist for Yang Enterprises. We had NASA contracts. And
Yang Enterprises did what? Computers?
Computers.
Okay, and he was your lobbyist, your company's lobbyist.
The lobbyist for that company, yes.
And he asked you to design a code to rig an election?
Yes.
While he was Speaker of the Florida House?
Yes.
This was during or previous to the 2000 election?
Yes, October, end of September.
And did he ever express why he wanted a code to rig an election?
No, I immediately assumed that they were trying to keep you guys from cheating them. So I wrote up the documentation of what you would look for in the source code, how you would make sure that you didn't get, you know, taken advantage of, make sure that all voting machines had receipts, because that way you could back count the ones that looked a little funny. And I handed it over.
By receipts, you mean a paper trail?
Yes, paper trail. And I handed that in to Mrs. Yang and said, here's your report, here's your program. And she said, you don't understand, we need to hide the fraud in the source code.
Hide the fraud, not reveal the fraud.
Not reveal the fraud, because it's needed to control the vote in South Florida, was what she said.
Whoa. That's what she said. To your knowledge, was this used?
I have no idea. I was ready to leave, so I retired and left the company.
Your testimony a moment ago, I think you said just before you left, and answered the Congresswoman Tubbs Jones question. Would you just repeat what you said in terms of the exit polls?
Oh, the exit polls should not be significantly different than the vote.
And if they were, you would conclude what?
I would conclude someone's playing with the vote.
Now with the exit polls?
That's possible too.
Okay,
something is definitely skewed.
Something is skewed in one or the other about.
Right. To select which one, you'd have to see where the problem is.
Let me ask you one further question. Assuming for the moment that such software, that's what you call it, such software to rig a vote was used in one or more machines in Ohio or in Florida, could you today detect that if you looked at the source code?
If you could get the machines and they have not been patched yet, I mean, once they get in and touch them, anything can happen. You can also set timers to do that, but then you see the timers. Then you'd have to take those machines, decompile them, which I couldn't do, but possibly a Microsoft, an MIT, something could do. You might be able to see it.
You might.
Depends on how good they are at destroying what they had.
So, in essence, this happened in 2006 in U.S. Congress, and guess what? Nothing has been done about it, and still to this day, nothing has been done about it. Why? Because they both cheat, plain and simple.
And that speech was in front of the U.S. House of Representatives. That's the Democrats of the Judiciary Committee at that time. You have to think about this, right, guys? I mean, look, it doesn't matter how long ago it was. It still holds true today. That means they've been cheating the whole time. Who knows how many programmers around the country were asked to assist in this cheat. It goes on and on and on. At the end of the day, you guys know, and we know, that the truth is different than what I tell us. And I love this next video you found, George. Truth bombs inbound.
I'm just going to
play. I do love this guy.
I'm just going to play it, guys, because incoming!
Mike Johnson, a conservative Republican, worked with other conservative Republicans and Democrats to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package. Money going to Ukraine, going to Taiwan, and going to Israel. Not Americans, because that's why it's called a foreign aid package. But you see how they work together to get that shit done for other countries? But they don't carry that same energy for the American people. Do you see that? But you want to know how bad this foreign aid package is? The President of the United States, Joe Biden, called Mike Johnson and congratulated him on passing it. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. when somebody you don't like calls you to congratulate you on something you did, you just walked into their trap. You just did exactly what they were hoping you'd do. You know, the American people are sick and tired of sending our tax-paying dollars over to other countries. We're sick and tired of all these corrupt politicians who get paid by the American taxpayers. We get tired of you guys then getting our money we send you guys over to other countries when we got still problems with homelessness, with our southern border still being wide the fuck open. I mean, let's call a spade here. You got one governor, Greg Abbott, here in Texas, trying to secure the southern border, stop the influx of child trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, so on and so forth. And then you got this administration suing Governor Greg Abbott. Wait, what? And we still have all the other problems with immigration reform, Social Security, so on and so forth. But y'all can't come together to figure any of that shit out. But yet you can come together to send our fucking money over to the all these other countries. Do I got that right? You see, this is what the American people are sick and tired of. That fuck shit. I said what the fuck I said.
Hey, what he said, yo.
Boom.
Boom, chuckalaka.
Truth, truth, truth. I don't know who the guy is, but I love what he had to say. Well, I've got to say that sometimes the Big Mig Show gets it wrong. We talked about Joe Biden's uncle getting eaten by cannibals.
Uncle Boozy?
We undermined it. We brought you proof that we thought was valid. Turns out a video, an old video from an archive of the military has come out. And here's the video. And I guess it's a video of Uncle Boozy recording himself after he crash landed in Papua New Guinea.
Uncle Boozy, what's up? Here we go.
You're reading the journal of Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan, Jr. The boys call me Boozy. This is day five after my plane was shot down over enemy territory and I found myself in the harsh jungles of what I believe to be Papua New Guinea. I'm starving and the jungle is harsh and I've made no contact with the locals, although I hope to soon and believe to be rescued where I can head back to my home of Scranton. If this is my last journal entry, I want to say to those in the Finnegan bloodline, particularly my nephew, young Joey. Joey, you will be a strong leader one day if you speak clearly and keep your nose off of the other children. Perhaps one day you too can grow up and be a famous politician, maybe even president, a wartime president even. Believe in yourself, Joey. Speak clearly, and if they don't believe what you say, you remind them, listen, Jack, you're a dog-faced pony soldier. Tell them you're not joking. Tell them you're not kidding. They'll know you're telling the truth. Tell them all the stories of our family. They'll believe every word. Joey, there's some bad dudes in the world. They run a gang of bad dudes. When you encounter them, grab a length of chain and wrap it around your arm and you show them who's boss. Yes, Joey, you're going to be just fine. Tell the story of your dear Uncle Boozy. Can't wait to get home to have some good Irish food and a beer. Until then, I'm going out to forage for food. Perhaps I'll encounter the locals soon. We'll report back later. Signed, your dear Uncle Boozy. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Lance, poor Uncle, yes. Poor Uncle Boozy.
That was his last communication, that video and audio file. It appears Uncle Boozy did run into the locals and became a barbecue item for them. Although I'm surprised most cannibals around the world know that you should never eat a Biden because of the toxicity of a Biden. It's poisonous and it's disease riddled. You never want to eat a Biden. So I'm sure that this probably wiped out that particular tribe. In fact, after they ate Boozy. Listen,
I'm going to start the
tunes. Case dismissed for our friend, Tommy Robinson.
Oh,
come on, George, let's get a little audience participation.
I forgot Tommy about Robinson, that one, man.
A close friend of the Big Mig. I just got off the phone with him. We're going to have him on the show. Enjoying himself, a lot of eating. I don't Hold mean on, partying, buddy. In fact.
Drink, I screwed yeah. up.
What? What are you doing there, George?
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, buddy. It's okay.
I got
At the
it.
End of the day, Tommy Robinson has walked free from court this afternoon. And here he is speaking outside the courtroom moments ago, which is actually hours ago now.
Oh, my God.
I love this. Tommy Robbins is a good guy. Those were trumped up charges. Of course, he's been talking about the Muslim, the Islamic invasion in the UK and the dangers of it, talking about what the government should have been done. And he's been talking like this for a long time. He's done many documentaries, and he's obviously a skilled, an outspoken influencer, wildly popular in the UK and Ireland and in Europe. George, let's play that video. Yeah, Tommy, celebratory time period. Now.
Hold on, wait a second. I didn't even know we had that. My bad. All right, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Tommy.
I went to work to report as a journalist. I was violently attacked by the Metropolitan Police Force. Everyone watched it, yeah? The Crown Prosecution Service are supposed to be independent. They're supposed to assess the evidence. The evidence which everyone watched was that the police come in. I tried to tell them I'm a journalist, I'm at work, which they know anyway. They removed me forcefully. They pepper sprayed me at point blank range. Yeah. They lied throughout their every one of their statements. How many officers were there that day? 20 officers. None of them have got their body cam footage. We heard their evidence. Mine come off in the incident. It was lost. Mine was recorded over. I had someone else's camera that day. They proved themselves as liars time and time again. The fact that the point I want people to understand is I've just said I've won. Yeah. Have we won? Do we have freedom? For the last 6 months, I've been banned from entering my capital city. Whilst jihadists have took over our capital city, week in, week out, with the grace of the police allowing them to, I've had my restrictions, my right to a family life. I even went to court to ask if I could take my children to the Christmas lights turn on, and I was refused that opportunity. For the last 6 months, I've had to go to a Muslim police officer and ask permission to come into my own capital city, of which one of the meetings was to interview a member of parliament. That Muslim police officer refused that request. That is a police state. That is not freedom. The judge today stood on the side of truth. I've been in these politicized buildings too many times. This is the eighth time. I think the eighth time I've been in court on this offence at a cost of £60,000. This is about lawfare. The process is the punishment.
Process
does
is
it
the
sound
punishment.
Familiar, George? Does it sound familiar?
Sure does. Sounds like America right now. But
lawfare.
He's not getting a break of it, though.
Entering the country. Look at all the protesting going on all the college campuses where parents have paid vast sums of money to have their children get a higher education. But does a higher education include protesters? Obviously, Free Palestine seems to be at the heart of most of these arguments. They seem to be anti-Semitic in nature. Again, I'm not taking either side at the moment. I'm sitting here as a journalist and letting you know that you have to pay attention, because at the end of the day, the UK is ahead of us on this invasion. Their invasion started years before, but our invasion is at a much higher rate. We're going to be in the spot Tommy Robinson's in right now. Keep that in mind. Realize that 1A is going to have to be fought for. You're going to have to protect your constitutional rights and your everything in the Bill of Rights, and you're going to have to fight for it. George, tell them they can't sit on the sidelines. You guys can't do that. You're going to have to call. You're going to have to bug your representatives, and you're going to have to make sure that every single person that you know that wants to save this country votes.
All I can say is get involved. Work the polls. Become a poll worker, watcher, challenger. Find your camp people that's running in your state and help them with their campaigns. They all need help. They need help getting the word out, door knocking, signs, anything. I mean, you have to get the word out.
Become a poll watcher. Video call. Do the same thing they do. Catch them doing what we already know they're going to do. Catch the political employees at different counties and at the state levels. Catch them on recording. Do a Project Veritas to them. Catch them. Buy them a few drinks. At the end of the day, it is what it is. You're going to have to fight if you want to protect this constitutional republic. It is not a democracy and never was. It has democratic principles, but you have to remember that is all part of their narrative. Chaos, rhetoric, division. Don't let them do it. Tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. We hope you loved the show tonight. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget to hit the likes, comments, subscribe button, paid or free. Get your friends and family to do the same thing. And please go over all the audio podcast platforms and download and get us subscribed to, so you know when we're putting up new episodes. Don't forget to catch our radio show on Saturdays and Sundays on Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman's media company. Love you guys. We appreciate you. God bless and Godspeed.
Hold on. We're playing this. I got the whole song.
First things first, I pop that freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the
side. Alright, George, rings take and us watch out, filled brother. With rocks.
And my jam knocking the Mitsubishi. Peepee when they see me, Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coppin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns.
We love you guys and we appreciate you. Then split it. Don't forget to watch our show tomorrow with Ivan Rich.
Thousand sites, 99% of the web will be off limits.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.